one of the biggest things to realize when you're talking about the cases of Bermuda is that, like, nothing was found from, if not all, then most of the disappearances that happened. No planes, no ships, no people. At least maybe, what, like 50 or more people between these couple of decades just went missing in water and were never found, and nothing from what the vessel or, like, aircraft that they were in were ever found. It's kind of crazy to think that they either went so off course and now they're living in some remote jungle somewhere, or that if they sunk, there would have at least been something that we found. Some of the most iconic horror movies in cinematic history are actually based on a true story. And in this podcast, me, Yeshu Upasani, a paranormal believer,
and me, Arvind Raghunathan, a skeptic,
dive deep into the true stories these movies are based on and argue whether there really was a supernatural presence or not.
And in this season, we're setting out to answer the question of whether humans consciously open themselves up to the paranormal, or if all they're feeling is paranoia.
Join us on this journey as we discover what's behind the story. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Behind the Story. I'm your host, Yeshu Upasani, a paranormal believer who's going to spend this episode explaining why water could be haunted and slash or possessed.
And I'm your other host, Arvind Raghunathan, the skeptic who's going to disprove everything Yeshu said because, are you kidding me? Water is water. I don't even know what's happening anymore.
And now, if you come back for another episode of season 3, then thank you. But if this is the first episode of ours that you're ever listening to and you have no idea what's going on, hi, hello. This is the podcast where we talk about the true stories that inspire famous horror movies. In today's episode, we are going to be uncovering the true story behind the movie Triangle. And you guys know that I love horror movies. Tonight I'm going to watch a horror movie. I think I'm going to watch Green Room. I'll let you know my thoughts later. The point is, I have seen hundreds of horror movies before. So take my word when I say that Triangle is one of the greatest movies of all time and a definite must watch.
Moving on, Triangle was released on October 16, 2009 and stars Melissa George, Michael Dorman, Liam Hemsworth, and more. Fun fact, the director, Christopher Smith, also directed Creep, which is another great horror movie, so you know that this one is good too. The movie made over $1 million and has developed a cult following, which Yeshu is definitely a part of now. The movie follows a woman who goes on a yacht trip with her friends, only to end up in mysterious waters when time moves differently. There's a crazy twist at the end, and the acting in this movie is just amazing.
Now, the movie is called Triangle because, well, I'm pretty sure that it takes place in the Bermuda Triangle, which is the theme for this episode. And buckle up, guys, this is going to be a fun one. Also, before we leave, don't forget to follow us at Behind the Story on Instagram with a period between the I and N, and on Twitter with an underscore between the I and N. And leave us a message on our anchor.fm website with anything you would like us to know.
As a reminder, this season we are trying to figure out whether humans put themselves in possible hauntings consciously or whether all they're experiencing is paranoia.
This season, we are also donating all of our funds to Planned Parenthood, as well as our local abortion fund, since a woman's right to her own body should never be questioned. And now, let's get on with the episode. The first question we're going to ask this episode is, what is the Bermuda Triangle? Well, American author Vincent Gaddis is credited as the person who coined the phrase Bermuda Triangle in a 1964 magazine article where he wrote about all the mysterious disappearances in the area. And now this was before some of the more stranger things even happened. So stuff happened before 1964 and a lot more stuff happened after. Now Charles Berlitz took everything a step further in 1974 when he wrote a bestseller book on the legend where he proposed some interesting theories that I'll get to later. Though, quick tangent, another book again? I don't think we've had a single episode this whole season where some guy didn't write a book about the topic. What is up? Is it kind of like customary if you discover something that's like slightly supernatural, you have to write a book? No questions asked. You just gotta write it. Sorry, I had to go on that tangent. Anyways, the Bermuda Triangle is roughly created off of the points of Miami, Florida, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico, and it's also called the Devil's Triangle, and it covers about 500,000 square miles of the Atlantic Ocean. Now, the reason the area became a paranormal hotspot is because of all the weird things that happened within the triangle, and these events date all the way back to 1492 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Columbus reported when he first sailed through the Bermuda Triangle to the New World that he saw a great flame of fire, most likely a meteor, crash into the sea right before him, and a strange light appeared in the distance a few weeks later. Columbus also reported that his compass would malfunction and he was unable to keep his device facing true north. And now we're going to get into kind of the stories of Bermuda, aka the crazy disappearances that happened in just one area. So the Bermuda Triangle really rose to its fame in March of 1918 when over 300 men went missing in its waters. The USS Cyclops, a 542-foot-long Navy cargo ship with, like I said, 300 men and 10,000 tons of manganese on board, sunk somewhere in the Bermuda Triangle. The Cyclops never sent out an SOS call, and an extensive search of the water found no trace of the ship. Former U.S. President Woodrow Wilson later said, quote, "Only God and the sea know what happened to the great ship," end quote, when commenting on the tragedy. In 1924, legendary sailor Joshua Slocum was pronounced legally dead after disappearing in 1909. Slocum is the first man to solo sail around the world in 1895, and his story is described in the iconic classic Sailing Alone Around the World, so he's like the least likely person to get lost at sea. But in 1909, he left the east coast of the United States and went on a journey to the Grand Cayman, Islands, a route that could have taken him through the Bermuda Triangle, and then boom, he's gone, disappeared, no trace. Later, in December of 1945, five Navy bombers carrying 14 men took off from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in order to practice bombing in the sea, which was kind of like they were like practice bombing runs. They happened quite a bit back then. While in the air over the triangle, the men experienced malfunctions with their compasses, like we saw with Columbus, and the leader of the fleet ended up getting lost. The rest of the five planes were forced to fly around aimlessly with no direction until they ran low on fuel and were forced to ditch at sea. Dispatchers received a radio call from one of the pilots, Lieutenant Charles Taylor, that said, quote, "We are entering white water. Nothing seems right. We don't know where we are. The water is green, no white," end quote. This is kind of the plane crash, plane disappearance situation that got Bermuda like really famous and really made it one of those big stories that everybody in America was talking about. Because yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like these are all really experienced Navy bombers that are just doing mandatory runs and boom, done. Wild. And then on January 30th, 1948, a British South American Airways two-door four plane was flying from England to Bermuda and lo and behold, it vanished without a trace. The morning of January 30th, Captain B.W. McMillan of the plane reported that he expected to arrive in Bermuda at 5 o'clock a.m., but no one from his plane, all 31 people, made it. In the same year, but in December, so December of 1948, an airborne transport DC-3 airliner carrying 29 passengers and three crew members from San Juan, Puerto Rico to Miami, Florida, disappeared. The aircraft and the passengers were never seen again, even though air traffic controllers in Miami heard a transmission from the flight that reported the plane being only 50 miles away. On January 17, 1949, seven crew members and 13 passengers on another two-door four airplane went missing when en route to Jamaica. That morning, Captain J.C. McPhee reported that the flight was going smoothly, but shortly after, he sent another message that said he was changing his frequency. After that, there was no more contact. A search party was sent a few days later to look for the flight, but not a single piece of anything, the plane, the people, nothing was found. This time, a ship, the SS Marine Sulphur Queen, disappeared off the coast of Florida in February of 1963. The 39-member crew was lost, and according to the U.S. Coast Guard's investigation, the ship wasn't in the greatest shape to begin with. Okay, now this one isn't a disappearance, but it's still something quite unsettling. On October 31st, 1968, inexperienced sailor and businessman Donald Crowhurst set sail from London, England on a triple-hulled boat. His boat was also decked out with safety innovations that he designed himself, and he was trying to win the Sunday Times Golden Globe Race, which is a competition that requires each contestant to sail alone around the world. The interesting thing with this case is that Crowhurst kept a diary, and we found it, so we know what his thoughts were while at sea. His journey started off slow. His ship had a lot of problems, and he even debated turning back. When he was sailing on the Atlantic, he heard that his closest competitor had sunk, which sent him into kind of a manic drive, and he jumped overboard, drowning himself. The diary he kept was found in the waters of the Bermuda Triangle, with the last entry being dated on June 29, 1969. Finally, on March 31st, 1984, the Cessna, a plane, left Fort Lauderdale, Florida for the Bahamas. But once again, all the passengers, including the pilot, disappeared. There were no radio or distress signals sent, but a woman on Bimini Island, where the plane was heading, reported seeing a plane plunge into the sea about a mile offshore. However, no wreckage or parts of the aircraft were found. Obviously, paranormal investigators and scientists from all around the world are trying to figure out why the Bermuda Triangle is known as the Devil's Triangle. Why is it supposedly haunted? So let's flash back to that Charles Berlitz guy, the guy who wrote the best-selling book on the area that I talked about. He proposed his own theory, which is kind of a fun one. And you're going to have to stay with me on this. I don't believe it. Full disclaimer right away. Arvin, I don't believe this theory, okay?
Okay.
It's a fun one that I had to include because it got me really excited. Okay.
Okay.
He believes that the fictional city of Atlantis was responsible for all the tragedies in the area. This was so fun because as I was researching, wow, words. While I was researching this episode, I was watching the hit Disney original movie, Atlantis, the Lost City. So what a fun time. What a coincidence. Anyways, the biggest flaw, obviously, is that Atlantis is not real, no matter how badly people want it to be, but I thought it was kind of thrilling and kind of fun. Okay, but moving on. People also believe that Bermuda is a portal to another space and time. Bruce Gernon, a pilot, right? Bruce Gernon, a pilot, said, quote, "I didn't believe in time travel or teleportation until it happened to me," end quote. He said that, quote, "A fog surrounded the craft and I leaped about 100 miles," end quote, when traveling through the Bermuda Triangle. And the last theory I have is going to bring up Arvin's favorite idea and my second redemption from our AHS Death Valley episode that you should go listen, because in that we talked about aliens.
Oh
Now,
no.
UFO enthusiasts and a lot of pilots actually believe that the Bermuda Triangle is kind of watched or prone to UFOs and aliens. People believe that the Navy bomber flights from 1945 were taken by a UFO, especially since one of the pilots reported seeing white water and that nothing made sense. Now, the alien theory is kind of, if you're going to pick a supernatural theory to believe Bermuda on, it's kind of the general consensus that. And then your other option is that it's a portal, which is less, I don't know, people follow it less than they do when it comes to the aliens. People genuinely believe that Bermuda is kind of being watched by UFOs or people are being taken by UFOs because one of the biggest things to realize when you're talking about the cases of Bermuda is that like nothing was found from, if not all, then most of the disappearances that happened. No planes, no ships, no people. At least maybe what, like 50 or more people between the between these couple of decades just went missing in water and were never found, and nothing from what the vessel or like aircraft that they were in were ever found. It's kind of crazy to think that they either went so off course and now they're living in some remote jungle somewhere, or that if they sunk, there would have at least been something that we found. So the alien theory is kind of putting forth this whole idea that if they were just abducted, right, then the whole thing is gone. The people, the ship, the aircraft, whatever, very cleanly, very wouldn't leave a trace type stuff. And we will move it on to Arvind. But first, here's a quick message from our sponsors.
All right, everyone, it's time for your favorite part of the episode, the disproving of all things paranormal. And just a little warning here, this one's going to be a long one, but because there's so much evidence proving that nothing paranormal happened here. So, as I'm sure you all know, Bermuda is quite the popular case, and there's been many theories about what happened there. However, because it's so hard to prove anything without actually entering the triangle yourself and conducting experiments with very expensive technology, a lot of the theories made are pure speculation. So, I'm just going to cover some of the ones that make the most sense to me and have the most evidence associated with them. If you've heard another theory that makes sense somewhere, please message us on anchor.fm. I really want to hear all of your theories. But for now, to start off, I have an article from Discover Magazine which highlights some theories. The Bermuda Triangle has been the site of a number of high-profile and still mysterious naval and aviation disappearances. But that those disasters are the result of anything sinister as opposed to the logical conjunction of the environment and statistics is extremely doubtful. Still, a number of people have proposed scientifically valid explanations for the disappearances of ships and planes in the Bermuda Triangle over the years. The ocean is a dangerous place, after all, and it's not uncommon even today for things to go wrong. In the storm-tossed waters of the North Atlantic, safety is never a guarantee. The fact that the area within the Bermuda Triangle is heavily trafficked could account for some of the mystery. Any region with a lot of ships going through it is bound to see more accidents than a place with less activity. China is often swept by hurricanes, and it's not hard to see why ships might occasionally sink there. Another common explanation for the Bermuda Triangle rests on magnetism. The Earth's magnetic north pole isn't the same as its geographic north pole, which means that compasses usually don't point exactly north, only along what's known as agonic lines, which line up magnetic and geographic north are compasses truly accurate. One agonic line runs from Lake Superior down through the Gulf of Mexico near the Bermuda Triangle. One theory holds that mariners, usually accustomed to accounting for a discrepancy in their compass readings, may make mistakes when very near the agonic line that lead them astray. Paired with the often shallow waters of the island-strewn Caribbean Sea, navigational errors could lead to boats running aground on hidden shoals. Another theory posits that the Bermuda Triangle might be home to a large-scale magnetic anomaly, a region where the Earth's magnetic field lines are warped and twisted. This too could cause navigational mistakes, but as others have noted, there's no evidence that the Bermuda Triangle contains any unusual magnetic disturbances, something that's clear when looking at a magnetic map of the region. More recently, some scientists have suggested that the ship sinking from the Bermuda Triangle could be due to massive bubbles released from undersea methane deposits. Now, I'm going to get into this theory a lot more later, so keep this in mind. But though the mechanism itself makes sense, there's no evidence of any recent methane release from the area around the Bermuda Triangle as of when this article was written. Again, just make sure you keep this theory in mind. It's actually really interesting. This is the one that I think is like the coolest out of all of them. Now, another explanation for the Bermuda Triangle that checks out on paper is the presence of rogue waves. These huge waves can form unexpectedly and rise two or even three times above surrounding waves. As Vice reports, British researchers use lab and computer models to simulate the effects of rogue waves more than 100 feet tall on ships as part of an investigation into the Bermuda Triangle. Ships that were sufficiently long could get caught suspended between two wave peaks with nothing supporting them from below and snap in half. But while rogue waves are certainly capable of capsizing or breaking a ship, we have no definitive evidence tying them to any of the naval disasters in the Bermuda Triangle. It's just speculation. The US government doesn't recognize the Bermuda Triangle, and the area doesn't appear on any official maps. And the Coast Guard and Department of Defense have repeatedly refrained from giving the area or its legends any outside significance. Furthermore, there's no evidence suggesting that the region sees higher rates of maritime or aviation disasters than anywhere else in the world, after accounting for the amount of traffic that passes through. Lastly, what I'm going to talk about, the human factor. The true explanations for the Bermuda Triangle may ultimately reside not in the ocean, but in our minds. Our minds are often biased towards bizarre and otherwise memorable events and have trouble accurately accounting for statistical discrepancies. For example, we're more likely to remember things that seem exceptional, such as a ship that disappears with no explanation, than something more ordinary, like a ship sinking in a hurricane. And when something stands out to us, it can form the basis for further attention. It's a form of what's called a frequency illusion, sometimes referred to as the Bader-Meinhof effect. Essentially, once we're introduced to something, we tend to notice it more often all around us. That can lead us to think whatever we've noticed is becoming rapidly more common, what in reality we're just noticing it more. Now, if you're thinking back to our theme for season two and a lot for the episodes this year, when you see something paranormal, you see it everywhere. We talk about this all the time, and here it is coming up once again. Whatever it is, ultimately is responsible for the legend of the Bermuda Triangle, be it psychological or otherwise. It's worth remembering that there's never been any evidence that the region is more dangerous than anywhere else. So go ahead and take that vacation to Bermuda. But as always, make sure to wear a life jacket when you're out in the water. It's just common sense. Now, this last theory is something you don't see very often. But if you think back to it now, we've heard stories of many great accidents at sea. It's just Bermuda's the one place we think of all the time. We think of a really dangerous part of the ocean. After all, the Great Lakes are ship graveyards full of sunken ships, but there's no paranormal incidents blamed for that. And it's because we see it as something extremely normal, a lot of large lakes on a nation's border full of broken ships from various conflicts and issues with glaciers. But when we think of Bermuda, we don't think of the many conflicts happening around that area or the many countries that could be sending ships through there causing traffic. We think of a place shrouded in mystery. In fact, a specific example of human error causing an issue that everyone associated with the paranormal can be found in an issue on financialpress.com, saying, according to Dr. Carl Kruzelnicki, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, from Snyder University, the disappearances of planes and boats at the Bermuda Triangle are a result of bad weather and human error, as opposed to the supernatural causes that majority of people like to believe in. In 2017, he told news.com.au that the Bermuda Triangle is close to the equator, near a wealthy part of the world, America, and therefore there's a lot of traffic. He further suggested that, according to Lloyd's of London and the U.S. Coast Guard, the number of people that go missing in the Bermuda Triangle is the same as anywhere in the world on a percentage basis. explaining one of the most famous disappearances of Flight 19, he said it was possibly due to the 15-meter waves knocking about the Atlantic that day. Flight 19 was a five-plane flight that took off from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on December 5th, 1945. Members of the U.S. Navy were on a two-hour normal training flight that day when they lost all contact with the base. The planes and their crews vanished in thin air, and no debris was ever found. Kruzelnicki added that the only experienced pilot in Flight 19 was Lieutenant Charles Taylor, whose human error may have caused the tragedy, especially since there was no one else who had enough experience flying the plane on board. Now, to add on to these, Science Alert poses an interesting theory, suggesting mistakes responsible for the false mystery behind the Bermuda Triangle. While I agree that reporting errors or lies could be responsible for many of the stories we hear about Bermuda, I don't believe that all of them are because of this. I do think that a lot of the disappearances or sinkings actually did happen. They just have natural and scientific explanations behind them. But this article reads, "Every few years, a story goes viral, claiming that experts have finally solved the Bermuda Triangle mystery. Maybe it's a strange hexagonal clouds acting as air bombs, rogue waves, or even some freak whirlpools. But there's one problem with these solutions. The Bermuda Triangle doesn't actually exist, and there's no mystery to solve. There are actually no unexplained plane crashes and shipwrecks in the area, despite what you might have heard. The name Bermuda Triangle refers to a region of ocean bordered by Florida, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico. And when it was first brought to public attention back in 1950s by Edward Van Winkle Jones, like Yeshvi talked about. But the problem was, no one had actually fact-checked the claims of boats and planes going missing in the first place. And when journalist Larry Kusch did go over the facts a few years later, he discovered there was no mystery to solve in the first place. The mysterious disappearances everyone was freaking out about were either reporting mistakes or outright fabrications. But the idea proved remarkably resilient. As Benjamin Radford explained for Live Science in 2012, quote, in some cases, there's no record of the ships and planes claimed to have been lost in the aquatic triangular graveyard. They never existed outside of a writer's imagination. In other cases, the ships and planes were real enough, but Berlitz and others neglected to mention that they mysteriously disappeared during really bad storms. Other times, the vessels sank far outside the Bermuda Triangle. There are some real boats and ships that have gone missing inside the region, but seeing as it's one that's frequented by tankers, cruise ships, charter planes, and small pleasure ships, as well as the location of Hurricane Alley and the notorious Gulf Stream, that's not at all surprising. Kushplug has published a book on the subject. Here's again a book about some quote unquote.
What is happening?
Titled The Bermuda Triangle Mystery Solved in 1975. But despite converting a few former believers, the myth of the Bermuda Triangle remained. Who knows how long it'll last? And now I will end my part off with a very interesting and plausible theory that I brought up before. That just doesn't have a lot of evidence to back it up, but could very well be what's happening in Bermuda. I just thought it was really interesting. So this one actually comes from weather.com saying, scientists at the Arctic University of Norway dove deep into the Barents Sea and what they found could offer viable scientific reason behind the Bermuda Triangle phenomenon. Multiple giant craters exist on a seafloor in an area in the west central Barents Sea and are probably the cause of enormous blowouts of gas, researchers told the Sunday Times. The craters in question were half a mile wide and 150 feet deep, the Daily Mail reports. The researchers think that methane leaking up through natural gas deposits caused the craters, meaning there just wasn't the gradual erosion, but explosions of gas as well. It would be enough to take out a ship or even an airplane flying overhead, they argue. But as The Guardian points out, the research does not prove that the gas explosions are common, let alone that they exist in the area that the Bermuda Triangle encompasses between Bermuda, Florida, and Puerto Rico. Some say there's nothing mysterious about the Bermuda Triangle at all. The myths were exactly that. Others blame the strange disappearances on the region's tendency for tropical storms, as Atlas Obscura reports. So now to fully end my part off, there's so many possible theories of what's happening in the Bermuda Triangle out there, and even more investigations happen every day. From very scientific but evidence-lacking theories like the ocean craters by methane, to Kruzelnicki's heavily supported theory that we make the Bermuda Triangle out to be more than it really is, having the same number of disappearances and crashes as any other heavily trafficked body of water. It's evidence through all of these that nothing remotely possible is happening in the area, and there's a completely natural reason for the Bermuda Triangle.
All right. The crater thing is interesting, just right off the bat. Crater thing is interesting. Dare I say, though, the crater thing to you is Atlantis to me.
Oh my God.
I thought it was so funny, man. Like, it was like, okay, did I believe Atlantis when I was a kid? Absolutely. Because let me tell you, that movie, Atlantis: The Lost City,
Was
is
so
a
good.
brilliant movie. It's so good. They had such a fun cast. Milo is such a weird guy, but in a good way. The girl from Atlantis that he falls in love with is so hot. Like it's a great movie. They marketed it very well. Also, for how little we know about Plato and the fact that we believe that he is like just one singular man that was alive, how many ever years ago in ancient like Greece and whatever, you know, it makes sense why we believed in Atlantis until somebody was like, you guys are insane. Like,
Yeah, no, that's true.
Atlantis is not real. Anyways, before we even get into any of, you know, us arguing and whatever, I do gotta say, I really want to change our season question just to being like, why do these people write books? This is like
No,
one
that's a
too
good
many,
idea.
man. We're like almost done with this season, and like what? Every single one has been writing books. Like, okay, because I feel like if something paranormal happens to us, we gotta buy those rights immediately, you know? Like, we gotta
Yeah.
get that book out. We don't have time.
I mean, how else do you spread news? Like, you can't just do interviews. People make books and then they do interviews.
I guess that's true. That's a valid point. And then you get, as we you love, money.
Right,
So even though
exactly.
the publishing industry is like the worst way to try to get rich, you just really gotta hope somebody's gonna read that and want to interview.
Because imagine being
Moving.
that author who coined the name the Bermuda Triangle, which is now like
That's
third
true.
graders know that.
That is a valid point. That's a flash. That's like such a that was a call out that you didn't mean to be a call out, but that's a flashback to third grade Yeshvi going to the library and checking out the same book I always did, which was like top 10 haunted spots in America, and like
Oh
one of
my
them was
God.
Bermuda, which technically isn't America, first of all. Like, you don't own the ocean, but that's like a whole different issue. Anyways, let's talk about Bermuda. I have one question for you.
Shoot.
Why don't we ever find any trace of the ships or plates?
I mean, that's a really normal thing, honestly. So I
To
get
never
a.
find it?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of shipwrecks that we've just fully never found in our lives. First off, there's trenches that could hide like literally anything. Second off, you can find ships with like no bodies, just completely gone, everything from them. Because if they manage to hop on a lifeboat and escape overboard, thinking, you know, hey, the ship's going down, we can at least get out on this, they're done. They're gone for it. In storms like that, completely capsized, that
Right.
lifeboat is in the bottom of the ocean with their bones. But the thing is, because of the storms and the hurricanes in Bermuda, there's no time for long scale scientific like investigations into the deep parts of the ocean where all these ships could be sitting.
I'm just saying though, when they send out these search parties, right? They're not only searching Bermuda, they're like the triangle. They're searching the triangle and they're searching the surrounding areas in case something like that, like waves or whatever, right? Like sends it into other areas and other directions. So I know when we're talking about the one where they got the call-in, the one in December of 1948, the airborne transport. Okay, because right, they got this call-in that was like, "Hey, we're only like 50 miles away, you know, adios, whatever." When they went to trace the call, they found out that it was actually coming from like the New Orleans area, right? So it's like, what is it doing here that's not en route? But then when they sent out search parties, they went to go check the New Orleans area too. So it's kind of like, I just feel like if you're missing that many vessels and that many aircrafts and also that many people, like to not find anything, not
No,
a
but here's the
single
thing. We have
trace.
no, because they found a lot of shipwrecks that happened in Bermuda where the flares have been sent out from the triangle itself, and they found the ships outside, pushed out by the triangle. It's just that we never hear about any of these because that's such a normal occurrence in the ocean. We only hear and we only keep the ones in our mind that go terribly wrong, that do disappear. But yeah, I mean, there's hundreds of ships that disappear in that area. And like there's tens of them that we actually find that we know what happened to that have normal explanations.
Okay, that's a valid point. I give you that. I give
It's
you.
literally it's all psychological. It's just that people it like
People
disappearances in
are
the ocean,
looking for the paranormal.
exactly. Disappearances on the ocean are such a normal thing and they happen all the time. It's just that we've said, hey, this place Bermuda, it's kind of wacky. I'm only gonna think about everything that's gone wrong there. It's like being like, oh, you know, the entirety of Arizona has to be haunted just because I've heard things about goat blood drinking chupacabras and aliens landing down.
What is that first one?
Goat
Is
like
that a real thing?
the chupacabra.
I You have
From
no idea.
Mexico. He drinks the blood of goat. There's no way you don't know. He's like, yeah. I don't know if he's
What?
I don't know if he I've heard things from him from Arizona, but I'm pretty sure he's a legend from Mexico. The Chupacabra. There's no way you pride yourself on being a
I maybe
paranormal.
like it sounds like faintly remember like I faintly know it, but he drinks the blood of goats?
Yeah, I think it's specifically goats, but I might also be
Why?
other things. I don't know.
What's
I could
in
not tell you.
goat's blood? Is it the same thing that's in like goat's milk, which like I know for a while everybody was like, you need to try this, and like now they're like, don't try it. But like anyway, this is so unrelated. Back to Bermuda. Okay. You're making valid points. You've made a solid case there, I shall say. What I want to bring up though, especially as you so greatly describe Bermuda as wacky, you know, I think that's word for word what pilots say to each other. They go like, "Oh, you're flying over Bermuda? Nah, man, that area's wacky." Like, anyway, I'm bringing that up because I wanted to get your take on something I learned, which is a lot of pilots go out of their way to avoid Bermuda, like the triangle. They go out of their way. Like, if you're
Right.
flying from Maine to San Juan, like in Puerto Rico, there is a direct flight that's like literally like a linear line that will take you there, but you will pass through the Bermuda Triangle. They will like go around, they'll spend more time in America to go around it. Like they're just they're re they a lot of pilots genuinely believe in the Bermuda Triangle.
Right.
And it's just and do you and like I don't, is it fitting with our season that like they're putting their are they do you think they're scared to put themselves in a possible haunting situation?
I think that very well could be it, but further than that, because like the way Bermuda screws with magnetism, unless you're extremely experienced, then like it's generally a good idea to avoid it, because if you're going like in a straight direction and it turns you around, that's even more of a waste of fuel than going around it. So, I mean, yeah, I think for a lot of them, it's definitely the, hey, I don't want to risk dying and going to Bermuda. But I mean, it also could very well be the, that place is absolutely wacky. There's too many natural disasters. Like, who wants to fly through a hurricane, bro?
Right. But then also, right, like did all of these things, every single incident that happened in Bermuda where we didn't find a shipwreck or vessel or like a aircraft, whatever, right? Did those all happen during hurricanes? Because I don't
Almost all of
think
them.
so.
There's like a vast majority happened during storms. A crazy amount. Like, it shouldn't be that high. It's absolutely crazy because Bermuda gets hit with so many storms. If it's not a hurricane, it's a tropical storm. If it's not a tropical storm, it's like monsoon season. If it's not that, then it's those rogue waves. Like, they get hit with something all the time.
So you're in a boat, you're on Bermuda, hurricane
You're dead.
comes, you get thrown overboard, the waves eat you alive, and then the shark from Jaws, because you know that shark is definitely immortal, comes and eats you, and then your ship gets sunken by this hurricane and it sinks to the bottom of the ocean, because who even knows where the bottom of the ocean is? And it gets buried so deep at the bottom of the ocean behind all of these things that people never find it.
Well, sure, that's one case out of 100. The other 99 times your boat gets pushed out and they find it and no one ever remembers what happened.
Okay. I guess we just got to get a boat out to Bermuda.
I do not want to die. We
It's for research, Arvin.
yeah, for
Research.
let's go get drowned for research.
For research. And that way, somebody can write a book on us.
How these two idiot teenagers got themselves drowned in Bermuda.
No, they're gonna spit it. They're gonna be like, you know,
We
their boat
angered
was
the
never
water gods.
found.
Yeah.
That one, what's his name? Arvid or something? Yeah, him. He didn't believe in it, and look what happened. They're
It's a
gonna
curse.
make a they're gonna make a TLC special out of it.
Oh my God. At least we'll finally be famous.
Podcast listens gonna skyrocket.
Especially, yeah, no, if this is our last episode, everyone will come here like, bro, someone must have been out for them after
Yeah,
they
I
release
mean,
this.
I do have to say though, here's a fun little fact. In September, we have a couple of days off. I am actually going on a trip to San Juan, Puerto Rico. And
Oh.
as I was researching this episode, I was like, wait, am I gonna fly through Bermuda? Like, is that gonna happen? And so I was like looking at like the flight routes through it, and it's like yes, kind of. Like, yeah. But then so many pilots like avoid the area that like probably know, but I guess we'll never know. So, I mean, by that point, our summer session of season three is over. So we're just gonna be, you guys are gonna have to be waiting for either we go to that Mothman festival or the Halloween special where to see if I even made it.
Yeah, Halloween special. I'll come on, like, guys, I have some grave news for you all.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and make sure to leave us a message on our anchor.fm website with anything you'd like us to know.
And if you're listening on Spotify, you can answer our poll question, which lets you tell us what you think is happening in the Bermuda Triangle.
Also, don't forget to follow us at Behind the Story on Instagram with a period between the I and on Twitter with an underscore between the I and N.
We hope you have a great week, and remember,
There's always more to uncover behind the story.
see you next time.